A farmer knows how to be in tune with his machines. You know what it sounds like when things run good, and you know something is wrong when it's running bad. You can tell when a bearing goes out or your tractor isn't running quite right. When you buy a new machine, it takes a while to become familiar, but by spending time with it, you learn how it works and what its limits are. Have we as husbands and fathers spent enough quality time with our wives and children to be in tune with them? Do you know that your wife wants you to understand her well enough so she doesn't have to explain all the specifics? Unfortunately, for a lot of men, that concept has sort of sailed by in one of the higher gears. Children also need the tuning in of Papa, not just Mama. We need to tune in order to effectively help them tune up for life. And what about God? Are you tuned in to Him through Bible study and prayer? We need to know how to tune into relationships like we know how to tune into machinery. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Bleed Stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too-big-to-fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
You. Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. All right, Israel, right now the nations in the Middle East are now beginning to unify. They're working together, and up to this point, Saudi Arabia, they've kind of kept the distance. Saudi Arabia is going to get in trouble. But they just had a summit in Riyadh. This was yesterday. It was in a joint meeting of the Arab League and Organization of Islamic Cooperation. This is Islamic Cooperation. This is the power, the hatred of Islam toward the Jewish people and the Arab people, that will not, you might say, the apostate Muslims, they're a target also of extreme Islam. And the nations that have tried to avoid conflict with Israel, these Muslim leaders are not happy. The terrorist leaders have been pushing, hoping that the Arab brothers that are Islamic would jointly come to some kind of an agreement to destroy Israel. And this is the beginning here. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman condemned the massacre committed against Palestinian and Lebanese people. No Palestinians, no such thing. They're Arabs. They're Arab people living in Gaza. Bin Salman urged Israel to refrain from any further act of aggression. Good luck. Israel is going to remove the terrorists from the region, within and without. Ahmad Abul Gait, the Secretary General of the Arab League, also joined the Saudi Crown Prince in condemning Israel's campaign of death. There's no campaign of death. The campaign of death is Islam. They are the religion of death. So they twist things. What they are, they accuse others of being. Israel is not a nation that loves death. The Jewish people love life. They celebrate life. They abhor death. They flee from death when possible. They don't want conflict. Condemning Israel's campaign of death and destruction in Gaza and Lebanon. He says words cannot express the plight of the Palestinian people. Don't listen to this word Palestinian. There are no Palestinians. Their passports are either from Jordan or Egypt. There's never been a Palestinian people in the Bible. There are Philistines, but not Palestinians. The actions taken by Israel against the Palestinian, again, that word, against the Arab people, are undermining efforts to achieve lasting peace. There can't be, you cannot have peace with a religion of death, a religion of hate, a religion of violence. You can't. And now, internationally, in Europe, in this country, all the nations of the world are beginning to address the matter of Islam. It is not a religion of peace. It is not a religion. It's a military force. The objective, to take over the world, using religion as a mask. It is violent to its own people, violent to women, violent to the Muslims who are not extreme, that won't call jihad or death to the infidel, to the Jew, to their own people. You look at Islam in Pakistan and India and in Afghanistan. The different sects of Islam, Wahhabi, Shia, Sunni, these people are at war with each other. They're violent. They kill their own, those who are worshipers of Allah. And now, finally, because of the internet, because of modern media, because of our ability to, you know, you can go presently, right now, you can find out what's happening in Spain. Go to the internet. Or in Morocco, Libya, Egypt. Instantly. Real-time news. You can type in attacks by Muslim terrorists. You'll get hits all over the world. India, Pakistan. You'll have the attack of the rioters in Amsterdam targeting Jewish people. Going on with this, and this gathering took place yesterday. It was an extraordinary summit, and they demand Israel immediately stop deadly hostilities in the besieged Gaza Strip and Lebanon. No, Israel's not going to stop. Israel is going to continue until the terrorists in this war are neutralized. That's just this Gaza war. That's just the Psalm 83 war. There's another war coming next year, bigger, greater, involving more nations to the north and some from northern Africa. I'll talk about that hopefully this hour. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Here's the deal. If you would like to noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us here at AM 1360. KHNC is not just any radio station. Our listenership has grown tremendously over the past year or so because of all the quality programming that's been added. Programs such as The Dan Bongino Show, which KHNC is one of only three stations in Colorado licensed to air the show. Our listener engagement time averages over 3 hours, and our rates are about half of other stations, even though in most cases we have more listeners. Call us at 970-587-5003, and we will schedule you to come on the air free of charge to tell the listeners all about your business. We will also cut a custom commercial for you to be played during the breaks while you are on the air. So again, if you want to try something that will noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us at 970-587-5003.
The article I'm reading from is out of Press TV, and it was the gathering of these Arab nations and the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. This took place yesterday in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And they're demanding that implementation of a U.S. resolution to halt Israeli aggression in Gaza. Yeah, well, why isn't there a resolution to halt the terrorist aggression for the last, since Israel became a nation, 1948? The UN is a failed body. King Abdullah II of Jordan condemned Israel's war on Gaza and the spread of fighting in Lebanon, or to Lebanon, and he's calling for more aid into the besieged Palestinian territory. Why? Who's getting the aid? The millions and billions, tens of millions of dollars of worth of aid coming in. Who is getting this aid? I'll tell you what's happening. Some of it is being taken, probably, and distributed, taken into Egypt. I don't know how or where. But this aid is probably going into Arab nations. But this is a little, you might say, the fox's tail in the grapes, in the orchard. Jordan now has begun to realize that it is going to have to be more involved, because Israel, the momentum they have is, to the Arab nations, unimaginable. Iran, have you noticed in the last 2 weeks how Iran's rhetoric has begun to ease? That they're only threats, idle threats. And Iran does not have a backup plan other than ship as many weapons to Hezbollah, Hamas, as possible. But those routes are being destroyed. And the ability for them to move weapons is becoming impossible. Israel's made it clear they have the ability to hit Iranian targets. And they're being very generous to the Iranian government. They could have taken out the oil fields. This stops the flow of money coming in, as well as oil going out. America warned Netanyahu, do not hit the oil fields, because these are our fields. We own them. And who owns them? The Rockefellers. Don't mess with the most powerful dynasty ever in the history of the world, the Rockefellers. Don't mess with them. In World War II, the Rockefellers told the American forces, do not hit Ravensburg, Germany, because that's where our nuclear, heavy water is being, that's industry for the war for Germany. And the Rockefellers told the American forces, you're not allowed to hit Ravensburg. This is the home of Klaus Schwab's father. So going back to this article, this is out of Press TV. Press.tv. The Islamic Arab forces now are gathering. They're going to begin another great assault on Israel. They can't do it, I don't believe, without Damascus and without Syria. Actually, not just at a distance, but Syria becoming more involved. Damascus is the headquarters, and the nation of Jordan. The nation of Jordan. It's time. They're hoping they can do one final all-out, a blitzkrieg. It won't work. By the end of this war, when this war is done, Israel will have security around all of its borders and within. And then you have the not Palestinian president, the Arab president in the West Bank, Mahmoud Abbas. He's calling on the Arabs and Islamic communities or countries to stand in solidarity with the Palestinian people. No, Arab people. It's a disaster, but it's a disaster that is in Psalm 83. It is a detailed account of God using Israel to punish all of the hostile enemies in the surrounding nations going back 3,700 years. And this includes the children of Ishmael, Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is now getting involved. Now it's the time for their punishment in Western Saudi Arabia. And Esau, Jacob's twin brother, and his families, all the family members. Lot, Abraham's nephew, had two boys, Ammon and Moab. And these two children are going to be punished. Though they're family members, they're going to be punished. And Israel is going to reclaim and take their area where they reside, Amman, Jordan, and in the middle, the area of Moab, to the south, the area that Esau actually resides in. Very harsh area, harsh land. These are the family members. And then you have to the north, Lebanon, Syria, and then to the south, the area of Ishmael. When this is done, Israel is going to have peace and reclaim all of present-day Jordan. Israel is going to grow by maybe 2.5 more times its original size now. And then the next year, when this war is completed, then you're going to see Turkey and Russia, Ethiopia and Libya, an area that I call, I think still, even probably some of the forces from Ukraine, Azerbaijan, I think to north of Turkey, the area that there will be maybe old Nazi German military, you're going to have Iran and Russia. And all these armies are coming to present-day Jordan, and there they're going to be destroyed. God said he's going to do it. But in a way in which God states things, it will actually be done by the United States. And the president of this country will not be Donald Trump. I'm stating this because this is coming next year. I don't believe it will be 2 years. I don't think the world has 2 years to enjoy kind of a, you know, like you enjoy a nice dinner. No, the wicked are taking power too quickly. So it's going to be like more having to eat a dinner in haste. So I think in this next year, things are going to develop. Barack Obama going to return early in 2025, in my view. Donald Trump is going to exit in 2025. Vladimir Putin is going to bring the armies of Russia down to this war in 2025. Erdogan will be the president of Turkey. China will not be involved in this next war next year. China's war is out of another 8 years, roughly. China comes at Armageddon. And God is going to use the United States will be involved to bring the destruction of these armies, and it will be Barack Obama. I'm not asking you to believe me. I'm presenting this to you so that you'll have maybe a little wider view or a new concept, a new scenario. This is mainly for the Christian people. For the Christian people that know the prophecies of the Bible, this is for you. Christian people, you have time to begin to prepare for what's coming. And it's called the tribulation that Christ talked about in Matthew chapter 24 and elsewhere in the New Testament. Tribulation. Donald Trump is holding things together to keep us from going into tribulation ahead of time. Do I think he can stay in office till next summer? I don't know. Will he resume office? I'm not sure. Will he be sworn in? I'm not sure. Right now, he has a great plan, but I'm afraid that he should be hiding what he's planning to do, but he's actually discussing his plans, and I don't think that's very wise. You don't threaten the deep state. You don't threaten these people. You just do it. No threats. If you're going to take out your enemy, Israel, do what Israel does. They don't say, oh, we're going to bomb and kill and assassinate or destroy or eliminate this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy. No, we're not going to tell you what we're doing. They just do it. That's wisdom. This is the wisdom that Donald Trump needs to have. Netanyahu doesn't say, well, we're going to take out Ismail Haniyeh. And we know that he's in Lebanon. And we know where he lives. So we're going to find him there, hunt him down, and take him out. That's stupid. That's ignorant. No, you just do it. And then you say, well, we don't know what happened. Play dumb. And Yahya Sinwar. This was a sovereign hand of God to take out Yahya Sinwar. But in my view, do I think they were going to take him alive into a court of law? Uh-uh. Nope. Do I think that Israel intentionally gave orders to have him eliminated? 50-50. Most likely. You take out the head. You cut off the head of the snake and then you bury it.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. Being from Oklahoma, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. Tornadoes are common where I'm from and have affected my life and the lives of people I care about. No matter where you live, be aware of the dangers in your area and have a plan. You can create an emergency kit, come up with an evacuation plan, and know where to seek shelter. You never know when a disaster may hit. These simple steps can help save a life. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360KHNC.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
So on once Trump resumes, should he be sworn in, he's already basically stated what's going to happen. Number one, to reissue 2020 executive order restoring the president's authority to fire rogue bureaucrats. That would be absolutely fantastic. And one of these bureaucrats presently is already planning to retire so that he won't be fired. They hate shame. They hate to be shamed. That's what they hate more than anything. The people that worship the devil, they do not like to have their good name tarnished. Secondly, overhaul federal departments and agencies, firing all of the corrupt actors in our national security and intelligence apparatus. Absolutely. He should be able, if he could do that, it would be great. But I just don't like that it's being, you know, what he's planning to do. Just keep it to yourself. Now, when Barack Obama left power, office, he replaced 6,700 members in different agencies throughout the government. These were senior executive service members. They didn't work their way up to the position of manager of anything. They were just appointed. You could appoint me to run the, nuclear programs of America. You could do that. I don't know a thing about nuclear power. I wouldn't know anything. But you could appoint me to it if I'm loyal. Number three, fundamentally reform the FISA courts, ensuring that corruption is rooted out. That is absolutely fantastic objective. I just don't like the fact that don't tell the wicked what you're going to do. They dig in deeper. They set their claws even deeper. These people are vindictive. Don't tell your enemy what you're going to do. Let them just assume. Let them speculate. Number four, establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to declassify and publish all documents. It'd be wonderful. Number five, launch a major crackdown on government leakers who collude with media to create false narratives, pressing criminal charges when appropriate. Absolutely. Keep the people in the dark. Keep the wicked in the dark. Don't tell them what you're going to do. I think this is, the momentum that Trump had to the election and the momentum nationally with the red move is magnificent. But on the other hand, the children of the devil are vindictive. It drives them to do more satanic coven ritual. And I've already talked about this last week, 2 weeks ago. The witches trying to curse Trump. And their curses are ineffective. It's what they do. And generally, if God is not, if an individual is out of place, their curses are powerful. God does have a plan with Donald Trump, and he's there, and they're not going to interfere with it until God allows it. And I know Donald Trump. His time is short, whether he knows it or not. There are other forces in the invisible realm that are very powerful, that are very, right now, there is a move in that, a spiritual move with the powers in that world to remove Donald Trump already from either not taking office, or once he takes office, to remove him out through, we don't know what. They're not telling us how they're going to do it. They're not saying, well, what we're going to do is we're going to bring more lawsuits to the point where Congress calls an emergency, national emergency. We don't know what they're going to do. They're not telling us. But something's coming. Number six, make every inspector general's office independent from the departments they oversee so that they do not become protectors of the deep state. A great policy. Seven, establish an independent auditing system to continually monitor our intelligence agencies to ensure that they are not spying on our citizens or running disinformation campaigns against the American people. It would be great. But it's too late. We are in a panoptic age, all-seeing age. We're already in a system in this country that is so perfectly meshed together. It's like aspen trees. You can have hundreds of, you can have a mile aspen trees covering an area equivalent to a mile, an acreage. And they're all related underground. The trees, it's one big massive tree. That is what this continuity of government, this deep state, it is all tied in. There's a mesh so tight. The only one I say that is going to be able to destroy this network is Christ himself. And he will do it by allowing the final leader of America to nuke and destroy this country. God does it, but allowing somebody to do it for him. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. americasfreedomnetwork.com.
Hi folks, this is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Come on.
there is a revolution taking place, and it's taking place in the world that we're witnessing, the in the physical world. But there is also, unbeknownst to many, a revolution taking place in the spiritual world. Satan and his kingdom. Satan knows that his time is short. And so Satan is pulling out all the stops. Nothing is illegal. Death, murder, mayhem, nothing is illegal. Everything is legal to the devil and his children. Destroy the Constitution. Kill the leaders of the land. Incarcerate the people of the land. You see it already in January 6th. What's happened there. And nothing is illegal to these people. Christ said that, the Apostle Paul, he stated that there is a war with unseen forces. The Christian people do not fight against flesh and blood, against what we see, but against principalities, powers, spiritual forces in the heavens, powers, almost gods, like the gods of the Greeks, the gods of Egypt, powerful forces, demons. Demons are at the bottom. They're the lowest of the low in the spiritual world. The real power is in the air. And Christ and Paul did say in Romans chapter 16, he says that eventually he said that the God of peace will crush Satan under our feet shortly in the next 8 years. The greatest force in the universe, the greatest force, Christ himself, and the power that he has given to his born-again people. We are the greatest force in the universe. And the force that we have comes through our relationship with Christ and through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's a shame that the great percentage of the Christian body is deceived. And because of the deception, there is no power. There is no knowledge of God's plan, God's will. And there's no clear understanding of what is happening in this country with this presidential season. It is the last presidential season in America's history. There will not be another election for president of this country. It will not happen. The last election has just occurred. Will there be an election in 2 years? If Barry Satoro returns to power, there will not be. He will return to power. And because the Christian people don't know Bible prophecy, the deception is very simple. If you can convince the Christian people that they are never going to suffer tribulation or persecution, then the battle is won. That they're going to be removed out of harm's way. Even the non-believers watch movies like Taken, where all the Christians are taken one day and cars start crashing and airplanes fall out of the sky. No. Christian people, you're going to remain through the tribulation that's coming. And because many have been deceived into believing they're going to be removed from the hardship, when that hardship comes, they will have no Their hope is gone, and they will feel that God, Christ, has betrayed them. This is the plan of the devil worshipers, and it has been a great plan in the Christian churches, especially evangelical Christianity. The devil using men inside of the Christian churches to present a terrible lie to the Christian people. And because of that, these Christian people are lame, they're crippled, they're hobbled, they're blind, they're naked, they're wretched, they're poor. They don't know what's coming. But for this audience, God willing, you will have insight into what's coming, and you won't be deceived. Don't build a 80,000 square foot palace right now. That's up to Barack Obama. Let him build it. You serve Christ with all your heart. I'll be back, Rick Rodriguez.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and enjoy it.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.
You think that we live in a wild world now? You think we live in a society that is dangerous? I'm trying to think of the right word. This is very disturbing, the thought that Donald Trump is going to be removed completely, forever, from the political world. It's very disturbing. And if I'm wrong, well, I told some friends one time here a couple of months, 3 months ago, presenting some things to them about what's taking place, what's happening. And I said, you know, if Barry Satoru doesn't come back to power, thank God. I will be so happy that I am wrong, that I have missed it. I will be the happiest person in the world. Because what I will do is I will go ahead and just say, there's no need for me to be on the radio. I don't need to really do anything any longer. I am going to just enjoy my retirement. I'm going to, I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I would be too unbelievable. So I told him, I said, I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I hope I'm wrong that the America is not in the Bible, that it doesn't really, it's not going to be the land of the coming Antichrist. I hope that we're not in the final 8 years or decade, 9 years, or final decade before Christ returns. I will be one happy camper. I would like to, I guess what I'll do is, I'll go buy a motorhome and spend $4 a gallon for gas to go 10 miles and enjoy it. That's about what it's, where we're headed. And right now you can get motorhomes at a discount because nobody's buying them. I'll actually get a diesel pusher because I'll get 14 miles to the gallon. But then I've got to pay $80, $90, $100 a night to stay at a one of the campsites. Hey, what's money? Shucks. Christ said, or I'm sorry, the Apostle Paul said, to those that understand what I'm saying, the God of peace will crush Satan's head under our feet shortly. The God of peace will crush Satan under our feet shortly. We will bruise his head, destroy his power, because Christ is coming to take the Antichrist, the false prophet, throw them alive into the lake of fire 1,000 years before the devil, and destroy this great wicked nation. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will visit tomorrow.
Hey! Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693. Or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.